Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, You're In The Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. We have a toll-free number in the U.S. only. I'll give you the number. Get your pencil out. If you're new to the show, write it down. Hang on to it. Toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I'm here twice a week, two nights a week, Sundays and Wednesdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. I believe we have a caller already, so I'll go right into the call. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Glad to be on with you.
Good. What's your first name?
Helena.
Oh, Helena. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good seeing you. I'm getting to know my audience. No matter how big they get, I get to know them all. But I'm glad you got through.
Yeah,
let's see what
too.
We got for you, Helena.
Okay.
You heard me read before, so we'll just jump right into it. Interesting. You know, I feel you got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I believe, on the work front. I believe there's going to be some changes and some opportunities. I feel good about it.
Oh, good.
I'm not panicking. I'm not worried. I feel very creative. You should feel empowered. Don't let nothing get you down at this point, because I do feel that there's opportunity and offers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, could be a change, though. Are you changing jobs? Did you leave, or?
I'm looking to.
You're looking to? Okay.
Yeah.
I believe probably within 30 days you'll maybe either changing, leaving, or getting some offers anyway. So hang on there, because I'm hearing hotel offers are coming, opportunities are coming. I feel there's going to be several, so you're going to have choices.
Good.
With this, it's not going to be. I don't feel like I'm going to be desperate or pushed up against the wall. I feel like there'll be. The biggest thing is going to be deciding what I want to do and how I want to do it. So, and that's due to probably several different opportunities that are given to you within the next 30 days. Okay. A lot of sales I'm hearing. May even touch on state or government or politics, but there's only a hint of that, and they might be trying to tell me something else. But I am feeling sales and moving stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Marketing, communicating, sales, this type of a thing. So it'll be in that field anyway,
okay.
I do believe. Or if not, target that field, because you do have you got talent there and strong points that will serve you well.
Okay.
In that area. So, I mean, you're the type that can get a product through or an idea or move something or advertise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So, you know, target that and focus on that, and it'll probably be in that field. So, definite new cycle starting with you. A lot of new things coming in, but I'm feeling it being in the home and with finances and activity like that. They keep pointing to an idea, some type of an idea, and I don't know if I want to do it or I might be afraid to do it. And, between now and the next 30 days, if you do get an idea or somebody offers you something that might be a little far-fetched or spook, don't be afraid to investigate it or even jump on it, because I feel like it's risky or bold, and maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, but if I do, it's going to pay off. So don't be afraid to explore any offbeat offers you get.
Okay.
Or anything that's a little bold, or maybe something a little different than what you're used to. So, I mean, really explore all your options, because they are giving me something here that might be a little intimidating at first and cause you some delay making a decision. So. see, Helena, what else we got? Imagination. There's something, I feel like I'm working on something, I'm involved in something that my imagination plays a big role in it, in the creative process, like I'm, like a project, or I keep hearing a project, some kind of a project I want to put my imagination into, and put even more effort into, and more ideas, because I feel like it's going to take off for you. Something you're working on, something you're involved in, it's going to go. It's just a matter of time. And they want you to work it over more with your imagination. Think okay. about it, you know, look at it, fine-tune it with ideas and imagination. I feel like it'll reward you, it'll take off, it'll get you noticed. People around you will appreciate what you're doing with it. Now, there might even be a little bit of your own business type thing.
Yeah.
Or lead to it, your own business, or maybe something on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So this, I believe this is what they're showing me, something that could eventually wind up being your own thing on the side, and you could build it yourself, and then it can take off for you. Stay flexible with it. Don't get pinned down in any one thing. Just
mm-hmm.
don't get pinned down to a project and not be able to do nothing else. Stay
yeah.
flexible. It's very important for you to stay flexible at this time, especially between now and the end of August. Now, I know what you want to hear. and they're laughing too. My guides are laughing.
This is what you're telling me is important too.
But I got to tell you what I think would help you, and something that can make you happier or teach you or heal you. But we'll get to the men part. Hang on.
Okay.
And not because I read you a few times before. It's just that I'm feeling that you
mm-hmm.
want to know about men, too. But I always say that for last.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Going on a journey. I guess some kind of a journey, too, or getaway coming up, maybe, between now
mm-hmm.
and the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
You might get invited to one or plan one. By all means, go on it. I feel
mm-hmm.
like it'll be good for you. You need it. I'm also getting somebody visiting, too. You might get a visitor or start having a visitor. And I feel it may be a male, so I do feel a bond or a connection coming here with the male.
Okay.
So, and I feel like I may be contacted through the male first. And I feel like you may know him already or had dealings with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get confused because I'm getting a few things here. I don't know if it's relationship capacity or if it's family and friends or just friends that can turn into a relationship. But this is a male thing, and I feel like by the end of August, you may be hearing about either hearing from them coming to visit or wanting to or meeting you or arranging it somehow. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just keep that on the back of your mind. And I feel like you may, like I said before, a little journey or a getaway, and in the course of that, maybe even bump into old family and friends or visit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some good stuff going on there as far as, you know, journeys and getting away and meeting people, and stay open to family and friends from the past, too, because I feel like that might be some of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a friend you haven't seen in a while or a family member. So you got a few things going on here with interactions with other people within the next 30 days. Now, and I'm also hearing something with the property or where I'm living or
mm-hmm.
or what's going on with the home. I feel like there's going to be something there. I don't know if you got to move or you're selling or you want to move or...
I'd love to move. I don't own, so there's nothing to really sell or buy at this point.
Okay. You might, I don't know how close you are to wanting to move or needing to move, but there may be something going on with that by the end of August. You might get a heads up or a little bit of a connection there. I wouldn't rule out. I'm not saying you're going to move by the end of August, but you might hear about something or somebody might hook you up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Or get the juices flowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this type of
yeah.
a thing. But I just feel like there's going to be issues with my where I'm living and what's going on there. So, and it might not even be, I feel like it's moving, but it might be just fixing something, if something needs to be fixed. Or,
well, yeah, a lot needs to be fixed, and I've started, but baby steps.
What was that?
I've started fixing a bit, but like little baby steps.
Oh, okay. So there is some stuff going on there. Okay, and don't, I wouldn't rule out getting connected with the move of some kind, so... it's in you. It's I'm picking it up within you, the need to move, the want to move, and eventually you will, because it's going to manifest, and it's an issue. So you may see that come through. Now, let's see. You know, I think this is with work. I'm getting some turbulence and some stress. Is this at work now? Is there issues going on at work right now?
Well, I work so many jobs, but one of the jobs I don't like at all, and I really want to switch it.
Okay. I'm being pulled to work with this, and I feel like there's some turbulence here. Now, I don't know if it's... the people I work with or the people I'm working for, but I need to either get out of there or get away from it or be careful there, because there's a job connection that takes its toll on me, and it's not good for me, and I do need to either get out of there or be extra careful with the people I'm working with. Like, they might... behind the back type thing, jealousies, you know, backstabbing, pettiness, this type of a thing being connected to work. So there's a little bit of a warning there to be alert for this, okay? And I'm being pulled more towards like the middle of August with this. There might be a flare up. So just, you know, keep your eyes open and be alert to. Like I said, jealousy and pettiness at work, and the need to get something different. And you said you work multiple jobs, so I'm not sure which one that is, but I feel like it's taking its toll now. You're not happy there, and it's stressful. So I would target those jobs there.
Without mentioning a company name, if it's the one that I work in customer service and I'm sitting behind a screen for 5 hours?
Yeah. I just feel like it's taking its toll on me.
Yeah.
And I got to change. I got no choice. I got to get out of there.
Yeah.
And like I said, it may even get a little harder or a little more aggravating as you go towards the end of August. There may be a flare up. This flare up might even be the one that says, I'm done with this. I'm going to do something different. So keep that in mind. And it's needed, because it is wearing you down, and you need to do something different. Let's see. Relationship-wise, I believe it's up in the air. Relationship, I think it's an open ball game. I do believe there will be some relationship activity between now and the end of August, and I believe it may come from somebody coming into your world, into your realm. Maybe, like I said, they're in town, or it's an old friend or a friend of an old friend. Be alert for this type of activity as far as relationship goes. But I am feeling some connections with relationships and the opposite sex, so I wouldn't rule it out completely. By the end of August, there may be something going on there relationship-wise. All right?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay. Did I help you touch on anything you needed?
You touched on everything, Michael.
I touched it all?
Yeah, just about.
Good. Are you all right? You sound tired.
Yeah, well, I'm on deadline for a newsletter, so a little stressed.
You're working hard. I feel that with you.
Doing so many different things.
Yeah. Okay. But everything was good, Helena. I mean, the minute I opened up on you, you were surrounded with opportunity and offers. And some good stuff as far as interacting with other people. So hang on there. And by all means, when it's time to leave the job, leave.
May I ask you, with some of the good stuff coming in, will it be work that I like and work that's more in my field? Because what's happened is I've had to take a lot of extra jobs on that aren't in my field, but to do whatever I can do, you know, do whatever I can do to make money.
Right. I believe it'll be, I keep hearing sales with you for some reason. Sales and marketing.
Sales and marketing, yeah.
Yeah, you're very strong in marketing and sales. So,
yeah.
And I feel like you're probably going to stay in that field. You might go off to the left or the right a little, but I believe
mm-hmm.
that the core of you is marketing and sales.
Yeah, that's fine. Then.
And you're very creative. You have a lot of talent. There's things you don't even about you. You don't even know yet as far as creating in the work world. It's still coming out of you. There's going to be opportunities and offers that give you a chance to really showcase what you can do as far as advertising and marketing goes.
That'd be great because I need to be creative. When I don't, I'm pretty miserable.
Yeah. And I think creating is very healing for you.
You need
to create.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the problems you have right now. What you're into isn't allowing you to fully express what you can do.
Oh, it's the opposite of that.
You know, it's kind of hindering you and closing you in, and it's taking its toll.
Yeah, it has been.
So, in your journey, in your search. Target something that would give you a little bit of a leeway as far as creating goes. I mean, presentation or appearance or
mm-hmm.
design
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Yeah, it would lift your spirit so much. It would
yeah.
make a world of difference to you.
May I ask you one other thing with relationship?
What's
did you
that?
Get anything on the man from Germany? Or was he like, he's a possibility, right?
Well, there's a hint of this male energy coming from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave you with that. I feel like
okay.
it's... Okay. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
It's coming from another area. It's not in your hometown right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's got a visit or travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that it's going to be either somebody... maybe you haven't met yet, or you met just in passing, and they're coming back, or this is somebody that's got to travel or visit you. They're coming
okay.
back into town. So if you hear he's in town, that could be a sign.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, Helena. Take care and God bless.
God bless you, too.
Hey, take
Thank
these
you.
Numbers with you. I got a,
okay,
I got
cool.
a 10, 10, 11, and 1 for you.
10, 11. Okay, swell.
Okay.
Yep.
You have a good night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, the number in the U.S. is toll-free. 1-877-876-5227, and anywhere else, dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And I'm here two nights a week, every Sunday and every Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I do nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. If you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Just email me, I'll respond. Hello, caller, how you doing?
Hi. Yeah,
Hi.
My name is Patty. I just discovered BBS Radio. So,
wow.
How does this work?
Well, how'd you discover it? I'm interested. A friend, word of mouth?
I think
surfing
the
net.
I was listening coast to coast, and from the guest that was on, I guess he's connected. He has a show on.
Oh, Fred Bell, Dr. Bell. You were listening to his
last
show
last night.
What was that?
He was on either last night or Friday night.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about James Gilliland.
Okay, that's it.
Yes, he's wonderful. We love him. He has a program with us called As You Wish.
Okay, I know. I see that. I, matter of fact, I heard a show a few times. Thank you, Don. Very good. So another host was on the radio, and you heard it, and
yeah.
Here you are.
And this
awesome.
Is a wonderful thing you have here.
Thank you.
So,
they're fantastic people. That was Don Newsom and his brother Doug Newsom, part owners of BBS Radio. They're great people. There's a lot of other people involved. I haven't met them yet, but it's a fantastic setup, and I like being here. They're great people. I enjoy what.
Can
I
you
do
hear
here.
Me? Okay.
I hear you good. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm going to turn it just a little louder on my end.
Yeah, turn it up as loud as you can get it.
Okay.
Okay. So you're listening to the show and you want a reading?
Yeah.
All right. That's all you need to know. You call in and say hi and I jump into your reading.
Okay.
And I hope you tell your friends about me.
I certainly will.
Right off the bat with you, I'm being uplifted. I'm being given strength. I'm being given health. I feel like I've been dealing maybe with an illness, or I haven't been feeling well, or somebody close to me might have been not feeling well or going through some health issues. And that's going to get better. It's going to change. Now,
it's more in the emotional kind of area. You know?
Oh, you took a feather from me. You took it right off my tongue. I was going to say, they point me to the part of the body, and they were pointing to my emotions, to my mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have been stressed or depressed or dealing with or taking care of somebody that has this issue, depression or exhaustion or this type of a thing. And, that's
well, I'm
change.
Really concerned for where the world's at right now. And
I'm feeling that.
I want to know if the world's going to survive and if I'm going to survive the world.
Well, I'll tell you, it's up in the air, and you're not alone. A lot of people are worried about what's going on.
Yep.
But I feel as though you are a sensitive, and you're being affected more than others. And not only that, it might have been just, there's more to it than that. I don't know, maybe if you had, this might have been a problem that you've been dealing with throughout your life, or in cycles, maybe it comes in cycles. But I feel like you're in it. I feel like
I have PTSD problems from childhood abuse in a Catholic convent.
Yep.
Emotional,
yep.
Physical, sexual.
Yep. I'm being given that, because when you said it was just the conditions of the world, I was hoping you understood more than that. There's other things in you that lead to it, you know what I mean? It's just a symptom of the conditions of the world. It's like, you know, it's the problem is within you, and you've been dealing with it probably your whole life. And it's comes in cycles, and it'll flare up. You'll deal with it. It'll get better and go away, but it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
And it's mental, and it's emotional, and it's karmic.
Right.
Spiritual.
And when I see trauma in other people's lives, it's re-stimulating to me.
Yeah.
About
it affects you.
All the pain.
Yeah, it aggravates it, or flares it.
Yeah, and I think of what all these people are going through in Lebanon, you know.
Yep, I know.
And Israel, you know, I mean.
Oh, it's very hard, very hard. It's frightening.
You know, man's inhumanity to man doesn't seem to be the answer to me.
It's frightening. And you know, it seems like a lot of the world isn't noticing. They go about their daily lives, and they don't realize just how close we are to the edge.
Yeah.
This is the feeling I'm getting with this situation. It's just, I don't know. But, a lot of you just know you're not alone.
Okay.
And just know that this flare-up that you're in is going to get better, okay? You're going to go into a cycle that you're going to start feeling more energy, more strength. And you're going to be thinking
clearer.
Okay.
One other thing I want to tell you is that I had a cousin commit suicide a year or so ago. But, she had some childhood trauma things that she had difficulty with.
Yep.
And she committed suicide. And I don't ever want to feel that desperate. And
yep. No.
Do you get anything
No.
as far as from the other side about how she's doing? Or
This was a female? You have a female close to you.
Yeah.
Okay. What was she to you?
She was my cousin.
She was your cousin.
I also lost somebody who was like a mentor to me last year. She died, you know, more of a natural death. Not really all that natural.
I'm getting a female entity that was very spiritual.
Okay. That might be her then.
She was into the arts. She understood. And she had clear sight. I'm hearing that she was able to see when she was here. So, and she's with you. So, but let me put that on the back burner here. I got to get some other things out to you first.
Okay.
And they want you to know that this cycle that you're in is going to lift. And by the middle of August, you should start. Actually, I'm feeling real soon. Almost like next week or tomorrow, you should start feeling better. So you don't have to go. Just put it this way, by the middle of August, you're going to be back to your old self and feeling very strong and motivated.
Thank you.
So what you're going through now is going to lift, and it's going to lift soon. Actually, it's starting to lift now. And I'm getting some type of idea or plan that you want to get involved in or get moving or get it up and running, and they want you to go ahead and continue with that, get involved or push it, or this would be a good time to get some of your ideas going between now and the end of August. I don't know if you want to open up a business or you want to do something for somebody, but start a hobby, but there is something going on that could...
Well, I'm working with some kids who were in the same institution I was in as a child about writing a book.
Very good. I was going to tell you that, that I was feeling this with you. And you're going to do more of it, too. And that's an awesome way of healing, too, by helping people that are suffering or went through the same thing you went through. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and it's going to be, I'm hearing achievements and success with this. When you said your book, I heard a bell ringing, so by all means, write your book. And I'm hearing achievement with it. So I feel whatever you're involved in will move forward and should make you very happy. So stay involved and stay busy. And I'm also getting some kind of a test or an interview maybe by the end of August that you should do well with.
Okay.
I don't know if you got a doctor visit coming up or a job interview or something with an interview or an exam or a test, and things should go well with them.
Okay.
And just focus on the light, I'm hearing, with you. Just focus on the light. Whenever you get into these cycles, focus on the light. Breathe it in. Focus on it. See it. Feel it. Concentrate on it. And it'll be your biggest ally as far as pulling out of it because... like I said, there's more to you than meets the eye. You're very sensitive. You're very intuitive.
That before. So.
What's that?
I've been told that before.
Yeah, you're very intuitive. I think you're a little afraid of it, though. I don't know if I'm connecting with something here, but. At times you can get into it, then there's times when maybe you're a little leery or not quite sure. Do you meditate? Do you understand meditation?
Not with much success recently, but I should get back to that.
Okay. Meditation would help you a lot with your intuitive abilities and would also help you with your... mental and emotional abilities. And anybody that has an interest in working with people that have been abused or suffer from emotional or mental illnesses such as depression or exhaustion, meditation is the number one tool. And you may want to study it, get into it, and incorporate it into whatever you do.
Okay.
It would be your biggest tool and most valuable tool. There's nothing like it. I can't say enough about meditation when it comes to dealing with emotional and mental issues or dealing with the spiritual arts. Now, I'm getting some type of something is ending, a project or a job, or this could be the spell that you've been in and it's coming to an end. I think I'm feeling more towards a job or a commitment or a responsibility.
Yeah, I ended a position, and
okay.
And I actually since I can never hope to get restitution because of statute of limitations on all of that childhood stuff that has you know, plagued me through my life, I am trying to pursue a disability claim. So
okay.
I'll probably be facing a hearing, and that's what I associate with August when you said something in August.
Oh, so you
well.
Do have a hearing in August?
Yeah.
I
don't know exactly when, but...
Oh, good. Because I was hearing a hearing, an interview, an exam, and I feel like it goes well for you.
Okay.
Now, just continue doing what you're doing, and I feel you going from like one stage into the next stage, and the next stage moving forward and being good to you and
all
exciting.
Right.
So I'm feeling good about it.
All right.
So don't worry about it. And I also feel being a turning point in your life, and getting disability approved would be a major turning point.
Yeah,
and I feel from there you go off into other things. So it's a positive turning point for you.
Yeah.
It gets you...
There's
get
an
you
awful lot that I'd like to do as volunteer in the world, you know?
They just said that to me.
Okay.
That you're going to do a lot of good in the world, and a lot of it's going to be volunteer.
Okay.
And a lot of it's going to be community and working with people that are unfortunate. So you're on the right track. You're thinking the right thing, because they just got done saying that to me. And you're going to be very satisfied with it, and you're going to be appreciated for it, too. A lot of people around you and people that are connected to it are going to admire you and appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Now, seek inner peace, though. Insights and inner peace. You start within. Once you get that settled and stable, it'll branch out into everything else that you're into. So don't be afraid to spend some time on yourself.
Okay.
And meditation would be a fantastic way of doing it. Now, I'm feeling a move, too. I don't know if you got a move or somebody close to you is moving, or are you traveling? I feel like this could be somebody in your life either going overseas or out of state, or you actually moving. So, is that connecting with anything you can think of?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Keep in mind, I'll pick up on anything that you're close to, a hubby, your children, neighbors, you know. If it affects you emotionally, I could pick up on it. So, just keep that in mind. And there's an expansion, too. You're not going to be stuck in a rut. This move that I'm being shown could very well be an expansion emotionally and mentally.
Okay.
Where you become stable and you use that peace to expand, to help
okay.
others. And when your disability goes through, there's going to be an expansion also as far as benefits and income. So this could be just a big expansion that I'm seeing for you. But either way, you have an expansion, you're going to be stabilized and expanding by the end of August, and all in a good way, a positive way.
All right.
Okay, and let me see. They're showing me a baby. I almost don't want to say it, but I'm being shown a new baby for some reason. Somewhere in your world, there may be a baby coming. Now, I'm not saying it's you.
There was a baby recently.
Oh, there was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
close to you. You're exposed to it.
Well, my niece had a baby.
Oh, okay. Good.
2 months
good.
Old.
How long ago?
2 months.
Okay. I'll go with that. Just saying, talk about the new baby. So, it's going to be a special baby. And a very independent baby. It's going to be a leader of some kind. I don't want to get too wrapped up in that, but it's a special baby, and it's a beautiful baby. That's about all I'm getting on you, really. Yeah, that's all I'm... Wow. You're a very special person. I don't think you realize how special you are. You have a lot to offer the world. You really do. By all means, write your book and continue doing what you're doing. You can't volunteer enough. I mean, that's how I'm feeling with you. And I'm feeling the decisions and judgments all going in your favor also. So you're being looked after spiritually. And you do have a lot of spirit help, a lot of blessings and spirit I'm hearing. And there is a lady that was very spiritual, and she crossed, and she's with you, and she wants you to know she's there.
Okay.
I don't get many names, but I can give you energy and feelings, and there is a female that crossed, and she was very spiritual. I can give you that.
There are some of those in my life, yep.
And,
my mentor and my aunt and my mom. And,
okay.
You know, a lot of women in my life.
This is, I want to say maybe your age or a little younger. I don't, she's not coming across as elderly. And she was very talented spiritually. Something about an angel. She keeps talking about an angel to me. Now, I get the feeling this may be a piece of jewelry or a piece of artwork she left behind. I don't know if you have something like that from her, but... it's something to think about. And
okay.
No, she's calling. She's just sending her love, and she's letting you know she's watching over.
Okay.
And then medicine. Was there somebody involved in the physical arts, medicine or therapy of some kind, or treating people, or clinical? They're making me feel like I ministered to people, like I was a nurse or a practitioner or a therapist or something.
Well, the one I told you who was like a mentor to me, she was a mentor to a lot of people, but, you know, she wasn't in the medical field. She was very into herbal medicine, though.
That's her. That's her.
Yeah.
She had a following. People
she
went
had
to
a following.
Her.
Yes, she did have a following.
Yeah, people looked up to her and went to her, and she helped a lot of people.
Yes, she
and
did.
She's saying, well, now I'm helping her. She's helping you and working with you from spirit.
Okay.
Okay? And that's her, because she's making me feel like she had a following and she helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, and you got that going for you.
Okay.
That's about it. I got some numbers I can give you. Just write them down, put a dollar on them, do what you want with them. Numerology,
okay.
Anything. I got a 8, a 21, and a 20.
8, 21, and 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night, and thank you for calling. Tell your friends
about
it.
All right. Thank
it.
You very much for being
thank,
there.
Thank you. I'm on twice a week. Tell your friends.
All right. Will do.
I appreciate it.
Will I be able to hear it on a replay on that site?
The archives will come out, and when they're up, you can go there and do what you want with it, record it, or
okay,
listen
great.
To it. Or...
All right, I'll
okay,
share
and,
it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
a
here
lot
twice
now.
A week.
Okay.
All righty, you have a good night, and thank you.
God bless.
Okay,
bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. BBS Radio. Best radio station on the planet. Listen, check the shows out. It's very interesting shows. Very interesting.
Hey, is he homes. Taking calls at this time?
Hi, caller.
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm talking to him. Oh,
yeah,
how you
you're
doing,
talking
Mr.
to
Gaga?
Me already. I was yakking in your ear.
I thought you were the guy that answers the phones.
I am.
Because I'm listening to you on radio and you're talking to a gal.
Yep. I just said goodbye to her and I was telling the world how good BBS Radio was. And I was saying that in your ear. How you doing?
You got a taxi cab driver accent, like a New York taxi cab driver.
I could have been a cab driver. I was born and raised in New York, Brooklyn, Queens.
I knew you were going to say that.
And
I could tell by the way you talk.
Yeah, I got a little New Yorker.
You sound like you're from Brooklyn.
I was born in Brooklyn. But we moved upstate when I was like 12, 13, so.
Oh,
but I
really?
Kept a little bit of it. Yeah.
Oh, it's strange listening to you on radio, talking to this other girl, and I'm talking to you.
How do I sound? Interesting?
No. You sound like a taxi cab driver.
I want to be a famous psychic, not a cab driver.
Well,
that's
yeah,
right.
You
I'll
can
be
that, too.
I think cab drivers are readers, too, and psychologists.
Yeah, because they know what's going on in everybody's life. I mean, they know more than anybody.
Exactly.
Well, I think the people down at the Bowery know more than everything.
Yes, they keep the world together. They keep the planet. All the cab drivers in New York keep this planet stable.
Yeah, you're probably right. I watched that occasionally, that show on HBO. What's the name? Taxi Cab Confessions.
Cash Cab. Cash Cab. HBO, right?
I'm not too sure what the name. I thought it was Taxi Cab Confessions, where all the weirdos get in and then you ask them all kinds of questions, and then they say, "Oh, you're on HBO."
Yep. All right. What's your first name?
Gordon.
Gordon?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in the Bronx.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's see what we got for you. How'd you find the station, the show?
You know, I was just flipping through the internet, and I was looking to see, because I like reading about psychic readers and spirituality and anything that's strange.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm strange myself.
Yeah.
You know, I was flipping, and I came across this station where actually they talk about such things on the radio.
Wow.
And I've been listening to those programs for a while. Not only you, but different. Boy, there's a lot of stuff here. There's so much to learn.
There is. There
is. Really is. There's just so much to learn. It's
the field is. I mean, you just Google psychic and you get like 10 million choices. So.
Yeah, or a spiritualist, or medium, or some kind of phenomena.
And
a lot of this stuff about the extraterrestrial stuff and how it has to do with the unwritten history and humanity. A lot of different things.
Well, I'll tell you, this radio station here basically specializes in that. If you look over the site, you'll see the shows are all based on...
It's the only one I ever heard of. I'm glad I finally found something that talks about something that interests me.
This is your radio station.
Now I can listen to it and get all of this exotic information.
Yes, and they're excellent shows. I listen to quite a few of them myself, and they're very informative. And
I listened to a show earlier today. It was a three-hour show, and I just said, wow, I could get so much information about a lot of stuff I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm humbled being here. I look over the hosts, and they're all PhDs and doctors, and I'm like, wow. I feel like the odd man out here.
Well, everybody doesn't have what you have, so.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Everybody's got their
true.
Own their own thing, you know. But anyway, Gordon, let me see what I'm getting psychically for you.
Okay, bud.
All right. And I feel like between now and the end of August, things are going to happen for you. I feel as though I can. Actually, before you even said it, I was being shown you're being pulled into the spiritual arts, the interest in it. And I believe you're going to see that increase as time goes on.
Oh, and my spirituality, paying attention to spiritual things, right?
Yes.
Oh,
it's going to increase and expand. You're probably going to find yourself studying it, looking for more of it, talking about it, this type of a thing. I feel like you're in it now, and it's going to expand.
Good.
And it's a good thing. Now, I feel like there may be a female that may also introduce you to it or be involved in it. I don't know if you're in a relationship now or are you looking, but...
When you say that a female pulled me into it, is this someone I'm going to meet or already know?
I'm not quite sure about that. I want to say you already know her.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And I believe that she may be into the spiritual arts and or already studying it. And
so
she may even invite you.
She has knowledge, in other words.
Knowledge, and she's talented. And she may even be into yoga or meditation or herbs and crystals. And she may try to invite you to share with her,
mm-hmm.
to go to a class with her or even, like, teach you in passing. It could be a coworker or a family member.
Oh, I know a couple people like that.
Yeah.
My friend Mayan, and then there's someone who was a corrections officer.
Oh.
But she retired, and she's a little strange, but she's a nice girl.
Yeah.
I think she took a Reiki course.
Oh.
And what else did she take? Reiki, some angel attunement course.
Yeah.
And now she's supposed to be, according to a friend of hers, into herbs and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I just feel that there may be a female friend that might introduce you to more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even help you with it.
Either
as an advisor or sharing information with you.
Uh-huh. Does she look younger or older?
I'm not sure she's older. I want to say a little older. A little more experience. I would pay attention to my dreams, too, with you. I feel as though there's a reason you're getting into this now.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you're being pulled to this now. And the reason that you're focusing on it. And a lot of it's past life. I don't know if you know too much about reincarnation, but karma. But there is some past. You had some past life influences with metaphysics and the parapsychology. So that's probably why you're feeling that you're being pulled to this or being more interested in it. And it's going to be natural for you to seek out other people that are into it to exchange ideas and to teach. Now, and there are some things in your life that you may be pondering on and wondering about, and I'm hearing to tell you that it's not the time for you to know. I don't know if there's some type of a mystery or something you're searching for or working on, or some puzzles in your life right now, and now ain't the time to have the information, but it will be revealed to you as time goes on. And it may
come
through.
Are they giving you any idea what it might pertain to?
I just feel like this is like an emotional or a mental type, maybe things that you have been wondering about in life. You know what I mean? The why and when and how and this type of a thing with you. Maybe childhood or relationship issues or things that you're trying to fix or work on. I don't know if it's relationship problems or past history, but there's things that are going to be revealed to you as time goes on, and I feel like it's going to come through through your dreams and intuitively. So I believe there's several reasons why you're being exposed to this now, and
oh, okay.
I believe it's one of them is going to be to help you sort things out in your mind and in your life using your intuitive abilities. So. And,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Down the road, as you expand spiritually, you'll be able to figure things out. This is what they're making me feel like.
Oh, that's good.
As I develop spiritually, I will figure things out emotionally and from the past and puzzles that I'm working on in life. So there's many different reasons why you're being pulled into this, and that's one of them.
Oh, that sounds pretty accurate.
okay? And I'm also feeling that I believe this female will play the role as a teacher and help you, you know, maybe explain things or put you on, you know, show you what books to read or what psychic to go to or what show to watch or you know what I mean? This type of a thing. She's going to play the role as a teacher and an advisor. And it may be a person, too, that you already do trust and go to for information.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, too, as you're going through life, especially between now and the end of August. You may see this developing by the end of August, a bond being created with another person spiritually and to learn and to study together or to just trade info and conversation.
Oh, that sounds like my aunt.
When you said her name, I heard a bell go, and I wanted to say it was her, but
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of careful about locking people into absolutes and
right,
definites.
Right.
I don't believe in absolutes and definites, you know. So, mm-hmm. But when you said her name, I heard a bell. So,
oh, okay.
I believe it's her. I'm pretty sure you're going to see her become your. Chewing on the word partner, trading information and teaching each other spiritually.
Uh-huh.
And you can trust her, I feel. I'm hearing you can trust her.
Oh, yeah, she's a good girl.
Yes, and you can trust her advice, too.
Yes,
if you do need advice,
it
can be trusted. And by all means, don't be afraid to trust her. Then I feel like you might have been kind of like in a rut, maybe, or kind of things are getting old and you're looking for something to turn around. And
right.
I feel like by the end of August, I feel like there's a big turning point in your life in many different directions now.
Okay.
This could be on the work front. This could be where you're living.
Okay.
Maybe moving. These types of changes. Coming about by the end of August. I don't know if you have to move or you're looking for a different job or you want to change something at work, but these are
right.
the types of things that are going to kind of like pull you out of a rut.
Right.
I don't know if this is making sense to you or not.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense, definitely.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm being worn down by a rut, and I need a turning point. I need a change in my life. And,
right.
And that's another reason you're being pulled into the spiritual arts, because it's going to play a role in getting you out of a rut and changing things in your life.
Right.
Okay. And anything is, it's an open ball game with you with this turning point. It could be, I feel mental attitude playing a major role. I feel the change is going to start mentally. And then we already validated spiritually there's something going on. And this is going to be, I believe, from spirit, it's going to go into mental attitude. It's going to change with you. I feel as though you may become more philosophical, start caring more about spirit and how to communicate with it and what's it all about and where is it going to take me, this type of a thing.
Right. I've already changed my diet couple yeah. weeks ago into vegetarian, and I
yeah.
feel that it's going to last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Metamorphosis.
Right.
Physically and spiritually.
Right. Exactly, because I had always eaten. I said, oh, it's all right to eat the fish and the chicken,
yep.
but now none of that stuff. No
yep.
more dead flesh.
Yeah. You're becoming more aware.
Yeah.
And I'm also hearing, like, there was a relationship that might have ended. It was kind of, I don't know if it's a friendship or a romance that was kind of negative or destructive.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
This may be, unless you're still suffering from the effects of it, there may be a friendship. Is there a friendship that's having problems right now? Or argument or... Or somebody's doing something you don't particularly care for,
the only person I think I have a real issue with is my dad, and he's a little kind of crazy in his head. When I go to sleep, or either when, how can I say it? I know this sounds strange. When he goes to sleep,
yeah,
he seems to come visit me wherever I'm at, and he tries to throw my energy off. He tries to, what he does, actually, my heart will start to palpitate or what they call tachycardia,
yeah,
faster. And he seems to cause this with his anger, because I'll know that I can feel him when he comes around.
Yeah.
And right before he comes, and then all of a sudden I'll notice a change in my heart rate, and then I'll feel this nasty, energetic, heavy energy around me. And it's trying to throw my energy off, if it makes any sense.
Is he still alive?
Yes. Okay. But it's when he falls asleep that I've noticed it.
Yeah.
And
is he spiritually talented, or is it just you think it's happening spontaneously?
Well, I've come to discover that people can fall asleep and their energy goes out to whoever they're focused on.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Anger seems
oh,
to
yeah.
have like a very
oh, yeah.
strong propulsion with
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially
so,
in sleep.
I don't know if it's the issue with DNA that he can just home in on me like that or what. But
no, what happens is the conscious mind drops away.
Right.
And there's no filter. And now you're dealing with your subconscious mind. And there's
right.
no limit to that. And subconscious
right.
minds can communicate with each other.
Right.
Ones that are deceased and the ones that are alive. So this
right.
is what
and the only way I had figured it out, because he's been doing this for years, that I had figured it out, is that he would show up in a dream right prior to this attack.
Wow.
And then I would see him with people who were trying to help me or whatever.
Interesting.
He would be attacking them in the dream. And I'm like, where is he coming from? And,
wow. Interesting.
But actually, he causes physiological changes in my body that I fight, and sometimes
yeah.
he'll go away, and then,
yeah.
you know, other times I'll just say
right.
a spiritual yeah. invocation or
wow.
or something, and then he'll,
yeah.
like, die away when I call on guides for strength and
wow.
fight my battle or whatever. But he always
yeah.
comes back to harass me.
Yeah.
He likes to do it when I have to go somewhere important the next day or... when I'm feeling a little less confident, when he feels I'm weak or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not conscious that he's doing it, but I know
yeah.
he's doing it.
Yeah, yeah. You can. There's things you can do to block it, but we don't have time to get into that now.
Right.
But I feel like he held it against, like you when you left home, he held it against you, or?
Oh, yeah, he was angry at the way I left, and
yeah,
the fact
him.
That I'm not like him and I'm like me.
Yeah, he resented, like, I don't know if he was a control freak, and when you left, it
yes.
was like you were escaping.
Exactly. And I
or
left
he was very lonely.
Funky
but,
energy behind me.
Yeah.
And
this is what the force is that's driving him. He's still holding that inside of him.
Mm-hmm. And he won't let it go.
Yeah. Yeah
I feel that he's also mentally ill, and he's
well,
never dealt with that.
Yeah.
Because
I was going to go to that. I feel like it's kind of locked in now because he's deteriorating mentally.
Right.
And he's still seeing you as that young man that left maybe as a rebellious person.
Right.
And escaped his grip and it's still irritating him. And he's
right.
trying
he's
to
working
bring
from darkness. And he thinks that a person who is positive in
yeah.
terms of being nice to people is a
yeah.
wuss.
Yeah.
Just a little wimp. You see
huh.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's his idea of
yeah.
a man. And he's
yeah.
just wrong. And
yeah.
I just feel that huh. he's beyond any
right.
help at this point because he's 62
right.
years old and I know
right.
I'm not going to change, so I can't expect change out of him.
Well, what you're going through now as far as expanding spiritually, that's going to help you with that.
Good. That's
and
great.
And that girl can probably work with you on that, on how to block it
mm-hmm.
and how to stop it because you can protect yourself while you're dreaming. And,
right.
and it's simple in a way, and you'll run into it shortly. You'll run into somebody that knows how to do it.
I hope so, because it's been a tough battle with this guy, because it was only this year that I recognized it was him, because sometimes, occasionally, it might be somebody like, you ever felt that paralyzing force that comes around you sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you're asleep, and you're like, what the hell is that? And then it's
yeah.
somebody down the hall, who lives down the hall from you, who's just jealous of you, who fell
yeah.
asleep, but his anger is focused
yeah.
on you, because...
Yeah. We become very metaphysical when we're sleeping, and just before you drop off and as you're waking up, too. And we communicate
yeah.
with each other and with our loved ones. It's a very natural experience. And
I've had some of my best and my most scary experiences, just like you said, in my sleep state, some of them I know they weren't dreams because they were like five times as real as anything going on over here. And so some of them were a bit frightening, but I just, I just talked.
The one thing that you could do now is try to record your dreams or tape record them if you can, even the bad ones. Because there's going to be, and then use it as research, and I believe that you'll get a lot of help from that. It sounds like maybe I don't want to do it because it might scare me or I don't have the time, but with this issue here, if you could just record your dreams and just look them over during the day and study them,
right?
I believe it would be very helpful to you.
I think so, too. Only different difficulty I've had with that is understanding the symbolic nature of them. I mean, sometimes they'll think at you, which makes it easier, but a lot of the times they'll just be like symbols, like, for instance, the gigantic praying mantis. And I'm glad they give me these symbols right before I wake up so I have time to remember them.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's difficult to interpret them.
Yes, they are very difficult, and there's many different interpretations.
Right.
Depending on the therapist or the interpreter.
Right.
But anyway, I'm glad you called. And
I'm glad I got to get through to you.
Tell your friends about me. Spread me around New York, will you?
I definitely will. Do you have any lucky numbers for me before I leave? I'm trying to get something like in the way of the big pool.
I hope you hit the big one with it. I got a 2, a 12, and a 16.
2, 12, and a 16.
Okay.
How do I translate that into a pick four? That's the one I play now.
Well, you got a pick four. Do a 12 and a 16.
Oh, that sounds good.
Then you can play with it a little bit.
Okay.
Box it or whatever. But I'm glad you called, Gordon.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Take care, blessings, and tell your friends about us. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, everybody, it's 1 o'clock, and I got to say goodnight. I'll be here Wednesday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends. BBS Radio rocks. Take care. God bless.